This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The only good news for the Democrats these days is Joe Biden has limited exposure. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Sponsored by, well, nobody. If you want to be a sponsor, we're happy to have you. Oh, man. Joe Biden staying out of the news cycle. I think Charlie Kirk tweeted something along the lines that Biden had been in the news cycle for like less than 7 or 8 minutes over the last couple of weeks. Now, he's been in it more recently because he's trying to figure out, how do I get back in on this game? How do I get in on this stuff? The Wuhan virus, Donald Trump's doing the daily pressers. And you know what Trump's going to do? He will continue this for a while just to drive the left crazy. Dude is winning. We were talking in the first hour about Donald Trump's approval rating, 49%. You go, well, Kevin, that means it's 51% don't approve. No, it doesn't work like that. First of all, it's a flawed poll. It's going to, look, I don't even need to tell you. It's mostly Democrats and then a handful of independents, but that ends up helping the president because 60% of independents approve of him and his handling of Chinese Wuhan virus. When it's all said and done, let me tell you what happened. Let me just tell you what happened. Let me break the news to the leftists that listen to the program, because they do, because they want to tweet about me and say bad things and ask me if I care. You know what happens when I go into the gladiator arena? I slay them all. Then I come back on the radio show and laugh at them. Oh, Kevin, you said this, and this is going to get you fired from what? From working for myself? It ain't going to happen. What are you going to do? You're going to deal with my sponsors on the radio show? Good luck with that. Go for it. You want to know who sponsors this radio show? Kevin Jackson. What are you going to do? You're gonna, hey, Kevin Jackson, you need to go mess with that Kevin Jackson guy. Okay, I'll get right on that. So the point is, there's a benefit to not having to be beholden. And that's where Donald Trump sits. He's like, look, if y'all don't want me, fine, go get one of those guys who's bought and paid for by special interest. But if you want somebody fighting for you, you better be paying attention. So he's kicking their butts every time these guys turn around. 49% approval means he's at 56, 57, something like that. Okay, worst case scenario, 53. 53% of Americans love Donald Trump. When he entered the Oval Office, according to them, Donald Trump was low 40s. They said he was the worst rated president going into the Oval, having been elected. I didn't believe that lie, but let's say it was true. Let's say Donald Trump is at 40%. He's 9 points higher than he was then. 9 points. And he crushed Hillary Clinton. What do you think Biden's going to do? Look, I'm having these discussions with you because I want you to be confident about why you're in this. Look, you know how important this is. You're going to vote. I don't have any doubt in my mind. You're going to go cast your vote. And you know what else you're going to do? You're going to make sure. You're going to say, how do I make sure that this is Republican and, you know all this. I want to make sure that my vote is going for Trump and down ticket. And so are all your friends. I was with a lady who talks about how it's all calculated and stuff. And, man, it's pretty complicated. Tough to cheat. Democrats are going to try because that's all they got left. I asked her last hour, what can the Democrats do? They've taken three swings. I'm talking three haymaker swing for the fences against Donald Trump. They did it with the Russian collusion. They did it with this impeachment thing, and they did it with Chinese Wuhan. The economy was where they said, we will get it. They waited for anything. If you don't think they went to George Soros and said, look, how can we use your money and figure out how to torpedo this economy? I mean, George, help us out here.
They went to Steyer. They went to Bloomberg. You want to know why those putzes won't help them on the economy? Because those suckers love being rich. That's why. They'll help you up to a point. They'll give Acorn $200 million because that's tax-deductible stuff. But when it comes to torpedoing their fortunes and watching them, their numbers crawl down the Forbes, you know, top billionaires in the world kind of stuff, these guys go, you're on your own there, baby. See, as long as their money can work in their favor as they try to devastate, they're fine. But when it comes to the world economy and they start seeing, oh, that's why I'm telling you folks, get in the market. Leave your 401ks alone if you've touched them. If you haven't touched them, leave them alone. They're going to come back. They're going to roar back. I made the comment, the Democrats earlier, the Democrats did the worst thing they could possibly do was crush the stock market months before the election. They took 3 years of gains out of the stock market. And you know what Donald Trump's going to do? He's going to say, let me show you how some magic works. Whew. And he's going to take those 3 years of gains and put them right back into the stock market. And people are going to go, that was magic. If he can do that, what else can he do for me? Well, he's showing you. He's showing you. 49% approval rating. Much higher than you think. It says, the last time Trump earned a 49 was in late January, early February, as the congressional Democrats tried to impeach him. Understand this. When the Democrats go after Trump, it's when people rally. They go, oh, shoot, I'm going to show you I'm for the president. I ask you again, are you going to vote? The people who support Donald Trump, do you think they're going to vote? What do you think the Democrats are thinking about Joe Biden right now? Do you think Democrats are going, shoot, no matter what, come heck or high water, man, I'm supporting that Joe Biden. That's my guy, man. He's my man. Whoa, he's going to save the economy. He's going to save health care. He's going to deal with those pesky Russians and the Chinese and whatever. Joe Biden is the guy who can get that done. Or do you think there's a bunch of them going, shoot, I ain't switching. Look, I get it. I'm not a Trump fan. I ain't going to lie. I don't like his style. And I don't like all this. But I'm going to vote for him. Which Democrat do you think exists? Which of the Bernie people are going to go, Biden's the guy that can do it, man. Bernie couldn't do it. Biden will do it. Which of the, take all those folks, the Yang gang, all of them, Klobuchar. And like I told you before, the Trump comes out smelling like a rose because people like Tom Hanks didn't die. People like Kevin Durant didn't die. Trump saved lives. He saved celebrities. Nobody's dying. Old folks are dying. Not even kids are dying. You're in an amazing place to be right now with this. When we come back, though, I want to talk about the people that still are helping Donald Trump unwittingly left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I canceled the deal last night. I said, I'm not going to sign that deal because Nancy Pelosi came in and put a lot of things in the deal that had nothing to do with the workers, that had to do with an agenda that they've been trying to get passed for 10 years. And I came in, I told Mike, I told a lot of people, there's no way I'm signing that deal. I was getting calls from John Kennedy, from Ben Sasse, from many, many people, Lindsay. I was getting calls from a lot of different people saying, this deal, Tom Cotton, this deal is terrible, what they've done. They took a deal. You know, we almost had a deal the day before, and it was between Schumer and Mitch, and it was really a good, solid deal. All of a sudden, they start throwing all of the little Green New Deal stuff in, right? And the boardrooms, what they look like, and we want green energy. We want all this stuff. Let's stop drilling oil. They had things in there that were terrible.
Democrats lost credibility big time. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, kevinjacksonshow.com. They lost credibility when they try to sneak in all this nonsense into the bill that Donald Trump was wanting to get passed to help people who were suffering over this mouse. This is a mouse attacking an elephant. And Donald Trump, instead of being the scared elephant, went and squished it. He did. He just said, really? So, because I remember as a kid, they were telling me elephants are afraid of mice. And I was like, you know, strange for me. And I remember reading children's books about, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, but long story short, Donald Trump said, I'm an elephant. Why would I be afraid of a mouse? And he squashed it. That's what this Wuhan thing was about. Let's torpedo the economy. Let's make people believe the hype of all of this. And many people bought into it, including many of you. You bought into it. I tried to talk you off the ledge many times. I said, guys, look, you go to the grocery store and you see some empty shelves. It's interesting to see, but there was still a lot of stuff there. I remember when I went to the store, I was like, there's all the fresh foods. All the canned foods are gone. My gosh, what are we going to do? I went, go to the fresh. It's right over there. Full. Full. You go to the store now, there's still, you know, don't limit one on toilet paper. Limit. You can't even find the hand sanitizer stuff. And I could go on, but there's plenty of other stuff. By the way, vegan stuff, there was plenty of vegan and plenty of organic in every grocery store I went to. If you wanted organic jelly, jams, mustard, ketchup, whatever, it was all there for you. You just pay 40% more. But it just goes to show you that even in times of starvation, they don't want the vegan stuff and they don't want the organic. Just give me my food. All right. Still talking about the Democrats and their credibility. They've lost credibility in the way they selected their candidate. They screwed over Bernie Sanders and many others again. They screwed over their voting populace by selecting a guy who's got dementia, a guy that they don't even want in the press, to be honest with you. Well, you think there's been orchestration for Biden before? Wait until the next few months shakes out. You watch the orchestration that happens for him. They've lost credibility in all the things they were trying to stick in this bill that had nothing to do with helping you over the molehill that they tried to make a mountain of that Donald Trump completely decimated by saying, okay, great, I'm going to have daily pressers. I'm going to bring all these experts in. You're going to hear from them, and you're going to be riveted to what we do. And the markets will respond. Everything that when I say something, the markets will respond. When I say something, people are going to do different things. Manufacturers are going to kick in. Distribution centers are going to kick in. Everybody's going to be helping. It's going to be a public-private partnership the way it was meant to be. And you're going to see a level of expertise and leadership that you have never seen in your political life. Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to solve this little molehill of a problem. And I'm going to make it look like I'm King Kong standing on top of a mountain. And that's what Donald Trump did. And it's completely shocking the left. They don't know what to do. But here's the problem with them. That lack of credibility is bleeding over into everything that they're doing. Be glad that it exists, folks. This lady Hoskins, Sunny Hoskins, on The View. Here's what she said. Trump was more concerned with lining his own pockets than the lives of Americans. That's what she said. Donald Trump, a man who donates his salary, a dude who has sacrificed billions of dollars to be president, and she says he lined his pockets. How? You want to know who's lined their pockets? They gave you a list of congresspeople who lined their pockets. They gave you a list of them. Every time they come out and they give you some crazy notion about Donald Trump. He's a liar, man. Nothing he says is true. This chloroquine, or whatever it's called, it doesn't save lives or anything. Oh, chloroquine just saved three lives, two lives. He's telling us that this thing is not that big of a deal, and that, you know, we could be out of work for a year, and nope, not that big of a deal. People are going to be going back to work soon. You know, and on and on. Donald Trump said it's not going to be that big of a deal. Look at what it did to the stock market. The stock market is good. We have the largest gain in the history of the Dow in a day. Yeah. Democrats lose credibility. Donald Trump wants to take away pre-existing conditions in that. Donald Trump said many times, I'm not taking away pre-existing conditions. Pre-existing conditions. Do you have psoriasis? Do you have acne? Whatever. It's a pre-existing condition. So what are you talking about? We have pre-existing conditions. I'm going to cover them. We can figure out a way. We've got enough money to cover this stuff if we take out the waste and the fraud and we run this thing efficiently. We know how to do it. He's even, right now, he's still talking about, hey, look, I need you to give visibility, transparency in pricing. You need to vote that into the next bill. He talked about this the other day. Nothing escapes him. Let me ask you this. This is the talk of Donald Trump's taxes. Where's the talk of Kaepernick? Where's the talk of Stormy Daniels? Where's the talk of Michael Avenatti? Where's the talk of any of the Trump detractors, these women that were the bimbos and all this? Where's the talk of Donald Trump being xenophobic? Yeah. Can you call him a xenophobe now when he stopped that virus from infecting more Americans? Because we're a much larger country than Italy. Italy had more people killed. You want to know why? Because they were letting Chinese in. Donald Trump has solved these problems, and the Democrats are losing credibility. Every single day, they lose more credibility. There was a group out there. It was called COVID Act Now, an organization that was mobilizing the press, politicians, and citizens to rally behind the mass quarantine and lockdown, funded by Democratic activists, one of them Igor Kaufman, who works full-time to defeat Trump in 2020. Another is a Democratic legislator. Let me put this simply for you folks. They were plotting, they wanted you to stay at home because they were plotting to crush this economy, and Donald Trump crushed them.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package that was approved by the Senate. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a $1,200 check. The bill will also help businesses to stay afloat and keep people employed as the coronavirus is continuing to spread across the country. As far as the logistics of the stimulus package, White House counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News,
If this reaches the president's desk tomorrow, Harris, as we expect it will, he will sign it. And then the implementation begins. Secretary Mnuchin has said within the next 3 weeks, people can see that direct deposit or checks if you don't have direct deposit. $1,200 per person for a family of four with two school-aged children, that's $3,400.
3.3 million Americans filed for first-time jobless claims last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, I do think that there is a whole concern in our country that if we're giving tens of billions of dollars to the airlines, that we could at least have a shared value about what happens to the environment. But that is an excuse, not a reason, for Senator McConnell to go forward. Some of the other issues, like not fully extending family medical leave, not funding food stamps, I hope that will all change in the next few hours. But there are issues that are central to the well-being of America's family.
That was Speaker Nancy Pelosi, soon to be ex-Speaker Nancy Pelosi, talking about her poison pill and saying, what was the big deal? Mitch McConnell should have moved this thing along. I don't understand. $300 million. There's a lot of stuff that was not talked about in this bill, and I'm going to talk about it now. I interrupted myself there. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Show. $300 million, get this, for migrant and refugee assistance. During a time where you're concerned about Americans' health in this supposed pandemic, something that was going to kill so many of us, we had to be quarantined. Kids taken out of school. Businesses shut down, some scuttled. People making, please, please come to my business. And the Democrats were putting $300 million for migrant and refugee assistance. $800 million for endowment for the humanities and the arts. $25 million for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. $25 million for additional salaries for House reps. These are more than poison pills. As Trump said in his thing, this is the agenda. This was their agenda they wanted to get through. This is their agenda. It's unbelievable, folks, that these are the types of things that Democrat politicians put ahead of you. And guess what? Their people saw it. Their people caught it. I went on their threads. I'm telling you, I rarely go, into the belly of the beast. But sometimes you got to do it. That's why I get paid so much. We get paid nothing here, just so you know. But anyway, yeah, so I said, I'm going to go on these threads. I want to see what happens when Nancy's trying to sell her snake oil. And you know what? Democrats were livid. Livid. They were like, how dare you try to put this stuff in when we need to get back to work, when we have people that are struggling, when na-na-na-na-na. And they were saying they knew Trump was trying to get this thing through. They were upset. Here's what one group wrote, article. Pelosi's latest coronavirus plan includes a provision that forces American taxpayers to provide up to $1 billion in Justice Department grant funding to sanctuary cities that shield criminal illegals. So along with the $300 million they wanted to give to migrant and refugee assistance, they wanted $1 billion of your money so they could protect illegals who would come into this country who are committing crimes that you go to prison for, that they get out for, thus violating your equal rights, your Fourth Amendment rights. But they were giving those rights to illegals. And she wanted you to pay $1 billion to make sure their rights are protected, even if they take away your rights. If they kill you, if they rape you, if they rob you, if they whatever, they were going to get you. The Democrats are doing that. What else was in there? A nationwide mandate for ballot harvesting. You can look that up. I don't need to talk about it. $300 million for foreign refugees abroad. Not even here. Refugees abroad. Not United States citizens abroad. Refugee. Are you paying attention? Refugees abroad. An expansion of foreign language ballots. Unhyphenated America, Chris Harris runs that group for us. Chris, I hope you're all over this. Let's talk about the one aspect of Unhyphenated America, because Chris is doing a thing I know, and it has to do with English only. And people go, that is so, you know, pompous and elitist of Americans for English only. And Chris says, no, it's not. He goes, do you want to have the ability to communicate? So in other words, what if you speak French and this other person speaks Ukraine, German, etc.? How do we all communicate? How do I tell you what services are available? What's there? If you speak the common language, you have much more chance for opportunity. Well, let me put it to you this way. If your child was going to go live in Germany for a while, you would probably say to them, hey, son or daughter, hey, child, it would probably be a good idea for you to learn a little German. People will be happy that you're trying. If they came back, let me tell you what you would expect. Let's say they stayed there 2 years. You know what you would ask? So how's your German? You would expect your child to go to another country and another culture and learn that. I will tell you, missionaries go do things in Central America, whatever. These people come back speaking fluent Spanish. Some of them learn a little before they go, but when they come back, the majority of them speak the language. I was talking to Chris the other day. He said to me, he goes, Kev, man, I got to tell you, you're an idol to me. And I went, oh, man, just stop. I really take it as a compliment. But here's what he says. He says, you're an idol to me. He goes, when we were at the CNP, for national policy. Something for national policy out in California. And they got a piano there, and I'm playing piano. I love playing piano. And, of course, you got a lot of people coming through. And I ended up having a conversation with some people in French. And Chris was like, man, I didn't know you spoke French. I'm like, yeah, man. It's French, and a little Spanish, a little Mandarin. So he called me up the other day. He says, hey, man, he goes, I was talking to my wife. And she said, when I grow up, I was telling my wife, when I grow up, I want to be like Kev. And I'm like, what? Shut up, man. He goes, no, man. He goes, it was really interesting to see, you know, these things that you do culturally. And he goes, I'm embarrassed to say I grew up in Germany, because he was a army brat. He goes, I didn't learn German. He says, so I feel like I should probably, because he goes, I'm going to take a foreign language because you inspired me to do that. I said, yeah, I do a four-year goal. My four-year goal years ago was to learn to actually speak French. Now, I mean, this was years ago, but I had a four-year goal to learn a new martial art. I had a four-year goal to learn how to play the piano. I don't do New Year's resolution. I do four-year resolutions. So we were talking about it. I said, but you can do it. Go get started. He said, well, what would be more practical? I said, probably Spanish or Mandarin. He said, Spanish would probably be, you know, because it would be easy to learn. I got radio, I got TV. I go, exactly. Yeah, it's easy to do. Get started. So he's going to get started. But here's my point. His thing is he wants to culturally expand himself. But I'll tell you this, if he were going to live in Central America, he would definitely start it. And if he came back, what did he say? He goes, Kevin, I have to admit, I'm embarrassed. I live in Germany and I don't speak German. He wishes he could repeat that. It would be something he would see as a positive. That's the deal. Anyway, but now what do the left want to do? Let's give them more foreign language ballots. Let's make it to where they never have to assimilate. Let's make it to where they always have an excuse for not being part of the American culture. You're going to do business in America. You're going to get a job in America, and you can't speak English. Right? Go to France and do a job in France. Say, I'm going to rise through the ranks of French society and don't speak French. I will tell you right now, you are limiting yourself. I don't care where it is. If you don't speak the, quote, tribal language, you will limit yourself. And you shouldn't just learn how to speak it. You should learn how to speak it properly. It's like playing golf. I play golf. Yeah, if you're a 40 handicap, you don't play golf. You're not impressing anybody. Nobody wants to play with you. Nobody wants to be. But if you can hit the ball, if you learn how to play golf properly, people will say, hey, Kev, you want to come out and golf with me? You want to come meet me over sunset? Yeah, I'd be happy to. A friend of mine told me that years ago, Everett Rashawn, one of the most classy black dudes I ever met, one of the most classy dudes I ever met. And Everett said to me, Kevin, if you're going to play golf, play it right. Learn how to play that game. And he's exactly right. That's why you get a coach and you do this. Anyway, the Democrats continue putting this stimulus stuff in. What else? Same day voter registration for the 2020 presidential election. Same day. Let's not check you out. Let's not make sure. Amnesty for 800,000 DACA illegals. That's what they were putting in for something where you needed it so you could bridge yourself over and get through the coronavirus. Those are just a sampling of some of the things that Pelosi wanted to put into this bill and expect the president to sign it so he could get you, I'm about to give you the real key words here, folks, your money. To get your money back, they were gangstering. You want to talk about extortion? They want to use extortion on Ukraine? They were extorting the president.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's funny to watch the left during all this. They literally are running around like sprayed roaches. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KevinJacksonShow.com. These people are incredible. It's incredible. Brian Stelter said that Fox threw softball questions to Donald Trump. I want you to understand, Donald Trump stands up in front of the press corps. He's been doing daily briefings on the Chinese Wuhan virus. Even when, well, isn't it racist for you to call it the Chinese virus? He goes, no, not at all. No. And they ask him, Romney's maybe have the virus. He's like, really, Romney? Romney's got it, huh? Okay, well, whatever. I mean, Donald Trump will stand there this dude is Superman, and you're throwing rocks at him going, you know, he's afraid of me, man. Yeah, right. Softball questions to Trump. Daily briefings, most accessibility of any president in modern history. Going to get on Huey 1, he stops, hear the helicopter. Yeah, well, what we're going to do is we're going to destroy this fake news media lying about this. And the one that really comes to mind is when he said this whole thing was a hoax. No, he said how you're approaching it is a hoax. And it bared itself out, didn't it? Just like lying skanks. I always got to get that in. I should get that in every show. I may even go on the Kevin Jackson Lying Skank Tour. Oh, boy. Anyway, Biden can't do a 5-minute interview without screwing up something. And they want you to believe that Donald Trump is afraid of the media. He's not going to stand. He got softball questions. He won't answer the tough questions. Biden can't do 5 minutes in front of the media. Don't even ask him a tough question. That dude will go off, man. He'll get on a, who are you, you horse face butt munch? You know, who knows what Biden's going to say. If you challenge him, I'll get down and do some push-ups, and I'll go beat up your mom and, you know, have sex with your cat. Have them rub my legs the way black kids do in the black part of my town. I mean, you never know what this clown's going to say. But Stelter wants you to believe Donald Trump is afraid. After whooping this is like, I can't even describe it. Like the dude who has never been beaten in his lifetime. And they go, well, you know, we're going to give you this kid to fight next. Please. It's just insane. If we should be looking at anybody, they should be looking at China. China's the Xi, their president. That's the one that's in trouble. Look, here's what came from this China syndrome, so to speak. Our over reliance on China. That's a massive issue for us. Now Democrats are talking about it. I talked about it earlier. This was an interview on NBC by retired General Brigadier General John Adams. He said, basically, we've outsourced our entire industry to China. This is a strategic vulnerability that Donald Trump pointed out. I'll remind you, folks, this man was talking about China, trade practices, theft of IP from the very beginning. He has not stopped. Now, Adams spent 30 years in the military as an intelligence officer. He was an attaché in South Korea and deputy U.S. military representative to NATO. And he said that he thinks China knows exactly what they're doing. They're incredibly good strategists. They select their industries for the future, and they have a plan. They threaten to restrict drug exports to the U.S. Following President Trump's accusation that the regime withheld news of the virus, which surfaced in Wuhan in last December. Now, would you want to put your folks in charge of, you know, put your hopes and dreams in a country that will threaten to take your medicine away? Leverage, folks. They can use it anytime they want, and they threatened us to do it. This guy writes, I once tried buying American, focusing on things and made only in this country. I gave up after a few days. It was nearly impossible to find anything not stamped made in China. For too long, businesses have outsourced to China, exploiting their cheap labor to maximize profits. While supply chains are more diversified than ever, it would be a patriotic exercise, and in our best interest, if we could slowly transition many goods and services back to America. Folks, Donald Trump is bringing back American spirit. The American people want to buy American, and I could go on. But I want to jump into this G thing. Communist Party leaders have reportedly began circulating a letter demanding an emergency Politburo to address dictator Xi Jinping's poor performance leading the country. This was Radio Free Asia. Now, it could be propaganda. I'm going to tell you that right now. It could be propaganda because, you know, the media is the media. But anyway, the author of the letter, which they don't identify him, urges three senior Communist Party officials, I'm not going to say the names because I don't know them, but three of them, to convene a special Politburo meeting to discuss, quote, Xi's issues. A copy of the letter, highlighted by Asia Times, notes that Xi's failure to contain the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak adds renewed urgency to a discussion on his exacerbating tensions with the United States, failing to run basic government operations like the functional schools and hospitals, and pouring money into backwards nations. This is what they called them in Africa. Backwards nations. And by the way, he is pouring money. If you look at the virus, and you go, I mean, because we listed it by country, and you see, and I'm just going to use this as an example, Rwanda with 500 Chinese Wuhan virus outbreaks or deaths, you know China settled there. If it only had one, they got people there. If it had 20 or 50, I'm talking about African countries, then China was there. Big presence. Go look at that list. You'll see what I'm talking about. Goes on. Given the current severe situation of the new coronavirus epidemic, the domestic economy, and the severe situation of international relationships, we are strongly calling for the urgent convening of an enlarged Politburo meeting to discuss Xi Jinping's issues, the letter reads. And then it posed several questions for them. Have China's international relations improved or worsened since Xi Jinping came to power? So this is what I would say. Do this same test for Donald Trump. Is America considered stronger or weaker internationally? Is America's economy better or worse under Trump? I mean, even now. Yeah, I'm not talking about pre-Chinese Wuhan virus. I'm talking about even now. You may have taken a hit in the stock market. I did. Ask me if I'm concerned. The answer is no. Are you feeling more optimistic about the economy? Even post-Wuhan, Chinese Wuhan, I still feel optimistic. I still feel like the world is our oyster, that things are going well. Then ask yourself this question. Do you believe Joe Biden will be better at the economy? Do you believe he'll be better at health care? Do you believe he'll be better in international relations? Any of it. Ask yourself this question. And be honest with yourself as a conservative. Then ask it just in general. What do you think in general people would say? Average Democrat, average independent. And be honest about them. Do they honestly believe that Joe Biden is the most capable person to run this nation? See, that will alleviate your fears right there. Because even if we look at this and go, well, they're Democrats, you're going to vote for Joe Biden. Yeah, there's a bunch of them that will. There's a bunch of lemmings out there. But there are a lot of them that go, I wouldn't let Joe Biden watch my cat. Yeah, my cat. So anyway, next question. Is making enemies on all sides in deteriorating U.S. relations good or bad for China's development? The Chinese understand the significance of the American economy. And they're saying, if you, first of all, release a pathogen into the world and it impacts America, that's a bad thing for us. That doesn't look good for anybody. Because everybody knows China did it. But then, when you try to blame our biggest trading partner, that cannot be good for the future. Whoever put this together was 100% right. They continued with their questions. They said this. Regardless of the current situation of the country, is it true that large expenditures in backwards countries in places like Africa is proper for China's own development and international relations? Now, I'm not going to make a comment. You know, look, Africa needs power. If Africa runs on a power grid that works and then you get the level of productivity up, I am all for investing in Africa. But I think to take Donald Trump's stance, he's saying, look, I'm going to invest in America first. We're going to shore up our problems. Then, if we want to go and develop, help Africa get to where they can make a product or mine something or do something that's productive to the world, then we'll move into that. But we're not going to do it with an expansionist idea like, ready to go to war over things like this. We're going to help them because it's economically sound to do so.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.